Welcome to The Hitch, week one. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
It's day six.
Day six. We are...
We've got the teen here.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we?
Kearney, Nebraska.
We are... just outside of Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah, we are at a state park.
At the Fort Kearney.
I don't know why that was so hard for me to say.
State Recreation Center.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the Fort Kearney State Historical Site.
Not to be confused with the Fort Kearney Roadside Tourist Attraction that has a taxidermy two-headed cow.
That's true. Yeah.
We... went to the wrong place, though, and they're not connected. Thankfully, there was a large parking lot that we could turn around in.
Thankfully.
I was like, you know, pulling into this narrow road, that's always the fear, is like, am I going to be able to turn around? Yeah. Because I can't do like a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Luckily, there was a big parking lot, but not... quite enough signage to tell us where the campground
right,
was.
Right, so we pull in.
It was weird.
To the Fort Kearney,
mm-hmm.
which is the name of the state park we're staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And we get through this, like you said, this windy road and to this parking lot. And I was like, where is the campsite? Like, I don't see. It's the site of, like, the fort of Kearney. And there's a bunch, there's like a reconstructed wood fort, and there's like some other old limey buildings, and there are no RVs anywhere. It's like,
yeah.
So you were able to swing it around, and I jumped in. Very helpful. And I will also point out masked, which was great.
Yeah.
State park, you know, ranger or whatever. It's like, hey, can I help you? And I'm like, where is the campsite? She was like, oh yeah, we get that a lot.
And so, yeah.
Turns out the campsite, she was like, you know that little sign a mile back that said Fort Kearney Recreation Area? That was where the campsite was. I'm like, what? So she gave me a map, which was also good because once we finally got to the recreation area, which is literally just a campsite.
Right. So why not call it that?
Yeah. Or even have, like, there were...
just a sign.
The like, little brown roadside signs that are iconographic, and they are just of the things you can do.
Right.
Camping was not one of those.
No.
It was
that's
binoculars.
Why we went right past
it. We were like, well, that's not it. It's a weird side road to a recreation area where you can look at birds or whatever.
From having walked around a little bit, it seems like they... there are some other activities that aren't just camping, so they might be trying to like horseback riding. So they might be trying to sort of push the multi-purpose aspect of the campsite, but with the name.
Yeah, but
there was also nobody at the booth
when
you check in. So I was like, I hope I'm turning down the right road
for a map because I don't think we would have ever found our campsite.
It would have been tough, yeah.
Because it's, there are over 100 camp, like, RV sites in this sprawling, very rustic area. They seem to be numbered nearly randomly. Because you drive in, and you're in the hundreds.
Right.
For about 20.
And then you drop down to one.
Then you jump up to like 30.
Yeah.
And then where we are, which is spot 88, was like down a side road that was not connected to any of the numbers that 80s would lead to. So
there's a bit of anarchy happening.
We wouldn't have found it. Then we did find it. And I actually just edited last night's episode, and we were talking about the photo of the site.
Yes.
And we were describing it as rather rustic.
Yeah.
How did the actual site compare to the photo?
It was even more rustic than I thought it would be from the photo. I was like, wow. In addition, it's real uneven.
Yeah.
It kind of has like a peak in the middle and then just slopes on both sides. And it's like, okay, how do we do this?
Yeah.
It drops down from the road. So you've got a bump on both sides.
The road just sort of is eroded away on both either sides. Side by a good 2 inches.
Yeah, it's not maintained well. No. Sorry.
Yeah,
it is not maintained well.
It doesn't seem like it's a unique case. Most campsites seem to be fairly lopsided.
Yeah,
and sort of randomly placed, and
like
some campgrounds really think about the angle that you enter. This was really, they were just like, I don't know, put it there, and so
that was a challenge.
Yeah,
the good news is there was nobody around, so we could really take our time on the road, and it was off the beaten path a little bit. So we didn't, like, unlike last night where we had just, like, 5 cars waiting for us to, pull in, this was, like, nobody. So we could take our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did it.
We did it. And it was a lot. And, in fact, we did it 2 or 3 times, I would say, because we got it in the first time. And, honestly, it wasn't even that hard the first time. But we were in sort of crooked and weird.
Yeah. We walked into the trailer and it felt like sort of one of those houses that are called
the mystery spot.
Yeah, the mystery spot houses where you just feel a little off. You're like, this does not feel right to my equilibrium.
Yeah, and so we did a thing that is honestly a remarkable statement from either of us, which was, I don't know, I think we should do that again.
I know, and this...
And that was your suggestion.
I just didn't like the feel of it. It really did feel like one of those...
It's one night.
One of those mystery spots where you're just a little... I was like, no. But here's the first... I feel like it's the first time we've tried to redo it, and it got better. So that is great, as opposed to like getting in a worse place, which we've definitely done.
Yeah.
And then been like, oh, we should have stopped before. But we redid it. And it was a lot better. It was a lot better.
But then it wasn't good enough, and we redid it again.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I was getting picky at that point.
Yeah, because it was still pretty slanted. It was much better positioned, but it was still pretty slanted. And so then we did it again, and we actually got it way less slanted. I mean, there is no not slanted in this site. But, we put it up on these little... Brick style risers that you can pull your trailer up onto to even it out. We did a pretty good job of that. But we are waterless again.
Mm-hmm.
We attempted this morning to take showers.
We did, but it didn't work.
Because the campground we were in, despite not having water at the sites, actually had pretty nice bathrooms.
Yeah, they had nice bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. And they were single holers, and that had showers attached to them, and private showers.
Which is very rare.
Yeah,
super
feel like
rare.
That's a real bonus.
And just felt like, okay, this works to use a publicly accessible shower in the COVID times, because we're the only people in here.
Yeah.
We can bring the little one in and not worry about exposure. So we all got...
We were so excited. I was so excited.
We were all excited.
Because we have not been showering.
No. And we sent you, the teen, went in first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like got all ready to take a shower, flipped the nozzle, no water comes out. There's, for some reason, two. One is temperature and one seems to be water pressure.
Sure.
So I was confused. So I kind of fiddled with both of them. Like, maybe I didn't turn the water pressure one on correctly. Mm-hmm. Let me just spin these, like, two dials a lot of times. Nothing happens. And I look over and there's one of those coin inserters.
Yeah.
That clearly means it's a coin-operated shower. And we hadn't brought any coins because we thought they were just free showers. So I come out and I'm like, it's a coin-operated shower. We go all the way back to the trailer, get a bunch of coins.
Well, we only had $3 worth of quarters.
$3.
So it was like,
And there was no signage saying
it's gonna be how like much. 1 minute showers. So, because campsites, it's usually like $1 per
minute.
Like minute. Or like maybe not that, but it's like a quarter a minute or something. It was like, regardless, we were not going to get very long showers, especially because it's going to come on freezing cold when you put the quarter in. We come back. I get all ready to take a shower, flip the nozzles, do the stuff, and then put the quarter in, and it doesn't go in. And then I'm like, that's weird. And I try to jam the quarter in. Nothing happens. I look in it, and someone's shoved two quarters side by side into the opening, so it's jammed. And there was nothing I could do to fix it.
Foiled. Nebraska.
Yeah. Nebraska strikes again. Mm-hmm. So we are... We're on day two with no water, but we are on day six of no showers.
Which may horrify many of you, but we go a little long between the showers. We do have, you know, we wash up and things like that. We're not like completely disgusting, but we're getting pretty gross at this
we're
point.
We're pretty gross right now.
Yeah.
I really need to wash my hair. It's super greasy and gross.
But... Tomorrow.
But tomorrow, I think we're going to shower in our trailer. Which,
yeah, we'll have a sewer hookup again.
Yeah, so we'll have full hookups. And we don't, in normal times, we don't usually shower in our trailer because it's a tiny shower.
Yeah.
And two, you go through so much water in a shower that it's just, frankly, it's just easier to shower at a campground shower where it's just already set up and you just do it. Because here you either have to open up your gray tank and just let it go, which I think is probably what we'll do, or you have to take a very fast shower and then end up dumping it anyway because it takes so much water to take a shower. Anyway, so we usually just use the campground showers, but I feel like we're going to just do ours, which will be kind of fun. I've done it before.
Yeah, no, it'll work great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're gross, you know.
But anyway, hopefully all goes well tomorrow and we can get actual showers in. Because, like... Mm-hmm.
It is still in Nebraska, so...
I know.
It'll figure out some way.
I know. It was real windy today and I was like,
they'll be like,
why?
Oh, by full hookups, we meant electricity at 50 amps.
They're like, but you've got 50 amps. Oh, electric plus. I went because we had internet connection after we recorded last night. I went on to double check what does it say on their site to just make sure I hadn't, you know, missed something really obvious. It's not obvious.
No, it's not obvious.
I don't think so anyway.
They handed us a map today of these very sites that are color coded for electric.
Why?
Electric plus or basic or something.
Yeah, I don't think they have any full here.
And on the map, I looked at the map.
We're still mad.
I looked at our site. I looked at the little symbol and color and I read it and I went, oh, wait, we do have water.
No.
And then I realized that it was just worded so poorly. And it was worded
like
poorly differently on the map.
They're just, it's one of those things where I feel like they were trying to trick us. But you can only do that once, right? Because I'm never going to forget. Yeah,
but I will
How
say...
How many days will we talk about this? Who knows? Maybe who we'll knows? Talk about them for 30 days.
The good news is...
Day 26. Time to rant about electric
plus. We're driving back through Nebraska on the other way, so...
Well, and here's the rub. Like, I've made reservations for... Well, the other thing is once you get, especially in the summertime, especially these last couple of years where it's been so crowded out at campgrounds, it's like... You can't change because nothing else is available. I looked around. Okay, maybe we can get some other place. But nothing was available. So I have Electric Plus on a few places on the way back. And we'll see if I can switch it. But it's also fine. It's also fine. It's truly fine.
Me and the team hiked up and filled some empty gallons today to use pouring down the toilet.
It's fine.
Totally fine. And I will say, for as much of a dirt weed patch as our site is, with sort of like some scrub trees around it, we were sitting at the table with the window blinds, you know, but yeah, the curtains totally open. So you get that big wraparound window that Airstreams have. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, it is really pretty.
Yeah, like once you get the actual state of the site.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking out on this little pond and, you know, it was really, it was the magic hour, sunlight, light-wise, and it was very, very beautiful. And this is a very quiet campground.
Yeah, it is very quiet.
And, you know, there are some pluses, too.
Oh, yeah, and it was a conveniently oh, stop it. It's conveniently located. And
is it?
Well, I mean, in terms of where we wanted to stop tonight.
Is it?
It's not so convenient when you're, like, driving around trying to find it, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, we're only here for the night.
Yep.
We're continuing the big push, heading tomorrow to...
Lake McConaughey.
Where you used to go as a child.
Yeah, we would go. There's... I haven't been there since I was probably
a
teenager.
In a trailer, you used to go.
Yeah, in a trailer. Yeah, we had a trailer growing up. And it was fun. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a giant lake, and there's going to be tons of people. So we'll see how that all goes down. But Lake McConaughey, there's beaches.
And it's going to potentially be triple digit
real hot
temperature tomorrow.
So. I'm not looking forward to that part.
Yeah.
No, I'm not looking forward to hitching up. But basically... No. I was looking back when we had internet. We have no internet at this campsite.
Yeah, there's nothing.
When we had internet, I was looking, and like the hourly, basically the exact time that we will be pulling in and hitching everything up,
it's like,
and I'll be sweating
hot.
Buckets is the heat, the peak of the heat. So not exactly looking forward to doing that in 101 degree heat.
Yeah. Might have to just
jump
right
in
into the lake.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Just move right in. You talked to your dad today, and he was like, oh, we used to just pull right up on the beach.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Apparently, I think people still do that. They call them primitive sites, and basically you just pull up onto the beach, which sounds like complete chaos to me, and I can't handle it.
They should call that electric plus plus.
Yes, exactly. Why don't they add another plus on there? Look, you have no hookups, but you're on a beach, so that's triple plus. Yeah. Electric plus plus plus. Sounds like complete chaos to me, but it's kind of awesome in a way. Yeah. People just drive it up,
pull
parking.
Up on the beach, drink red beer.
Exactly. I don't know if any of you have heard of red beer, but
look it up.
It's a Nebraska thing.
Horrific.
It's really bad.
I've never even had beer, and it sounds awful.
I don't know if people still drink it. I mean,
people absolutely still drink
they
it.
They do.
Yes.
We don't know this. My dad, you know,
we have been to Lincoln, Nebraska, and there are signs for red beer. You drink it before Cornhuskers games.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Anyway.
You think they're just going to throw out an incredible invention like Red Beer Mom?
Oof.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get some rest.
Oh, we should say.
What?
That this area is home to, like, one of the most amazing bird migrations and breed, because they breed here too, right?
We can talk about that when we stay at the actual
we'll do that.
Kearney though, right?
Yeah, it's in this area,
but we're
on the way back.
On the way back too.
Not in this campground, but in one that's close by. That's by the Audubon. There's an Audubon Center here. Yeah, we'll talk about that
then. Talk about it then.
Okay.
Because we're well over time.
Something
now
to look forward
to. Tune back in.
You can just something to wait for.
Yeah.
Will they still be complaining about Electric Plus?
Probably.
Will you have found out what a red beer is yet? I don't know. We'll see.
But until then, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
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 The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at Tin Can Evangeline on Instagram, or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see you on the road.